Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Well, tonight we're going to have a really great show because Gordana Biernat is here, and we're talking about honoring yourself. So join us tonight here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. You can tweet me at Max Tucci and Gordana at My Power Talk, and let me know how your summer has been. What's going on in your life? Tell me. I want to know. Speaking of honoring myself, you know, we spend so much time rushing and doing and not just being still and focusing on our present self, on the I am from the I am, of the I am, the connection to source. And it's really, there's a beautiful tapestry that's woven when we are honoring ourselves. And sometimes we just need to wrap ourselves in that tapestry that we create on just a beautiful creation. You know, I'm looking right now outside of the studio window. I'm here in LA, and there's all these beautiful cypress trees and all these palm trees, and the mountains are out there, and the highway is happening. And all of a sudden, I'm just noticing that, you know, nature honors itself. It stands tall. It's, these trees are beautiful. The sky is a little hazy. But, and then I look at the highway, the road, the people, the helicopters, the rush of things. And it just seems that I think nature was intended for us to enjoy it and to almost mimic it and dance in the wind and dance in the rain and just be. So let's get Gordana Biernat here on the show tonight. I'm really glad that she's here because it's been a while since Gordana's been in the studio and on the show. And we're just happy that Gordana's here. So welcome, Gordana, back to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. I am thrilled to be back. What a beautiful way to start this show. I really love your saying about the nature and nature honoring itself, because that is so true. I feel that when you honor something, it's the same as celebrating its existence. So when nature honors itself, it actually celebrates its existence, and it's there for us to see. So I love the way you started the show today.
Well, you know, in reality, it's been a hectic morning already, you know, and I'm in LA, and we're pre-recording this show just to be transparent with everyone. And it's just been, and I did some meditation before I got here, and I'm just like in this zone right now of like really observing. You know, I wish you were in the physical studio so you could see, because to the right of me, there's all these cypress trees and palm trees and just so beautiful. And to the left, it's like chaos. And so it's like a mix of chaos and control happening right in front of me, and watching how humans are in this chaotic state of driving around and intersections and gas stations and this. And yet there's birds flying by the trees, and they're just like in their flow. They're oozing in their flow of honoring themselves. So how do we get to a place where we can ooze into the flow of honoring ourselves, Gordana?
Well, I think that as you just described, when we connect to our source and respect that connection fully, that is when we start honoring ourselves. I know that a lot of people are almost afraid of to talk about honoring oneself, because it's not about going to the spa and getting your nails done. It's about connecting to the center, the stillness from within, and recognizing it and celebrating its existence by honoring it. And it doesn't take a lot of time. It just takes the amount of time it took you to describe the trees outside and the birds. That's how long it takes to connect and to start honoring yourself. And when you do that, you know that you're worthy of the best that you can have with what you have at the moment. So you're immediately tuned into the best version of yourself when you start honoring yourself.
Absolutely. And well, you know, yeah. And also there's two things I want to bring up. One, I just pulled up the word honor, and in the dictionary, it means mm-hmm. to have high respect or esteem. And then yes. it says, which is funny, his portrait hangs in the place of honor, right? Meaning this thing that has nothing to do with anything hangs in a place of honor, right? This portrait yeah. painting that if there's a fire will be destroyed, and yet it hangs in a place of honor. So where, you know, where are these places of honor, people, listeners? For me, they're here right now. The present moment to me is that place of honor. The now moment is that place of honor. You know, and I want to bring up when I was looking at these trees and just thinking about the chaotic scene of traffic in Los Angeles, then I wanted to go further into the trees because, you know, we see them, but we don't see their roots connecting to earth, connecting to source, you know, with that vibration of picking up nutrients and water and thriving. You know, the roots of trees thrive underground. And I think that sometimes if we go into that place of right now, this moment, that's when we can thrive. It's really, there's no other moment than right now to thrive in and to that place of honor. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't exist in any other moment than now. I mean, it is here right now. It cannot be yesterday. It cannot be in the future. It is here right now. So that's the only place where we can connect to our source, where we can connect to who we truly are and to absorb the movement around the stillness that we are. Yeah. So the now moment is all that is. There is nothing else but the now moment. So what we're doing here, we're indulging in this now moment, and I love it.
We are indulging. It's a privilege, isn't it, to be in this now movement? This moment of
yes.
now.
Yes, but when you say that it is a privilege to be in the now moment, that is when you are honoring yourself and you're honoring your experience of the now moment.
Yeah.
So that is actually honoring in practice. What you just did is to honor things in practice. And I think
we
that
practice what we preach here on Max and Friends.
I mean, it's not about, we don't have to make it into a big deal. It's actually about presence in the now moment. Mm. And that is what honoring yourself to me means. I don't know. What does honoring yourself mean to you, Max?
To me, honoring thyself is enjoying the playground that this earth is, you know, and just going out and exploring and seeking and being marveled by everything that's out there. I think when we seek what the world has to offer, we honor ourselves for the journey. And then it becomes the privilege, the pleasure, the joy, you know, for me. So I think the honoring is what gives you pleasure, what gives you joy, what gives you really that pride, that experience of I'm alive. And to me, I think that's what honoring thyself means, is to really live in the joy of now.
I think the children are very good at it. Wow. Even though they wouldn't call it honoring themselves, but since they are very, very present in the now moment, that is actually what they're doing. They're honoring their life, they're honoring their existence, they're honoring the play here and the joy here. And everything that is within that play and joy, it can be something negative too, but still they are very present in that moment. Yeah. I think that we lose the ability to honor ourselves when we start growing up. I mean, society can so easily seduce you into mediocrity and not believing in
into
yourself,
boredom.
Not knowing who you are.
Into sheer boredom and detachment.
Yes.
I think also a real detachment of who you are, because there's such a system that's put in place that I think humanity has become so robotic instead of so spiritual and so human. You know, being human is
yeah,
a very cool thing.
Yes, and that's the thing. When you described the scenery outside your studio, you said nature is here and I feel it honoring itself. I see the birds and the trees and everything. And then you saw the people rushing back and forth in a very, very robotic way, because we are disconnected from our soul source, which means that we are not expressing its existence by honoring ourselves. And that's, you just described the difference between being in the now moment and trusting the process as nature does, because it knows that everything is well regardless of what happens. We don't know that, and we are not trusting the process. So we are creating our own obstacles and turns and twists in our lives, and that's when we disconnect from our soul source and we forget what it means to honor yourself, what it means to be in connection with your highest,
with the I am of the I am.
yes exactly.
With the I am of the I am. Now, why do you think it is that we disconnect from honoring ourselves? Where does that pattern and pathology come from?
I think that it's something about our culture and about our society that creates a society based on fear. And when you're in fear mode, you automatically disconnect. Or I wouldn't say that we disconnect, but we become out of alignment with our soul source. Yeah. It kind of brings us out of alignment with our soul source. And it's about the fear. It's about buying into the fear and the negativity that is around us. I mean, of course, it is there. We have talked about this so many times on your shows that the negativity is there as much as the positive things are there. But it's about what we choose to do with the negative things. It's about how we look at them. If we allow them to become the fear running our life, or if we allow them to become some kind of opportunities to turn it into something else, because there is a joy in turning something negative into something positive.
I find that joy all the time. It's either obstacle, right?
Yes, because part of what we're doing here as souls is to transform energy into matter, to transform darkness into light, because that is the toys that we have to play with as souls here. So I think that when we just disconnect from that playful soul source that we are, we forget that this is just a playground, so we take it for real and we become the fear, and that's when we disconnect from it. I don't know why it's like this, but I can see the expression of it. I can see it, especially in children. I see when they are connected to their soul source, and then something happens during the teens, that's I feel that's when we disconnect. I think school starts it, and then work, and then we're just in habitual mode, like the cars running up and down the highway, as you described.
You know, and also I think that we lose the joy of childhood, you know, and the inner child, and then the awareness. You know, then I think we then become aware of the everyday life, you know, and what that means. What does the everyday life mean for our listeners tonight? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. I got to remember that we're in radio mode. But my guest tonight is Gordana Vernat, the author of Hashtag Know the Truth, and also the creator of Ask Know Me, which is a great app. It's an Oracle in Your Pocket app, and you can go get it now, and the book. But so my question to you, Gordana, is, you know, what is the awareness? What is your awareness to your everyday life? What are you most aware of?
I mean, it differs from second to second, but what I'm most aware of is the stillness that is looking at things and feeling things and tasting things. I really am very much aware of that stillness within me. I'm not always able to stay in that stillness. When something happens to people I love, or when something upsets me, I feel how I jump into the movement and become the movement instead of being the stillness watching the movement. But I am very much aware of that stillness within me. And it is a blessing to be aware of that stillness, because you can always withdraw and stand still in that. That gives me time very often. When other people feel that there is no time, they have to react, I feel that I give myself time by being very aware of that stillness within me. And as you know, I have a hard time meditating because I don't know how to silence my thoughts.
But this is a form of meditation for you.
Yes, this
is your meditation.
That's I feel that it is actually a meditation. It is a state of meditation which I habitually jump into without knowing how I celebrate. I just am. Yes, I'm celebrating my highest self all the time.
And that's, you know, that comes back to honoring thyself, because when we celebrate, we acknowledge a significant or happy day or happy event or a gathering or enjoyable activity. So we're acknowledging ourselves, we're celebrating ourselves, and therefore we then honor ourselves. So there's like this beautiful like tapestry, like I said earlier in the show, that we weave together of a celebration, of an honoring, of an acknowledgement, of stillness, of movement. You know, we're like the Kandinsky painting. On one side there's chaos, and one side there's control. And when do we want to change the painting? You know, and that's what this view out of the studio window is reminding me of, is that chaos and control, and yet everything is in movement and everything is still, and for every action there's a reaction, and nature, I'm just watching it, and I can literally, I see it smiling. I do. I see it smiling. So,
well, you cannot do anything else when you're connected to your source. You smile, because that is an expression of your source. Love is the expression of your source. So you will have a smile on your face or some kind of joy within you. You will see that every time you're connected to your source. So it's really important. I was thinking about a place of honor, as you were talking about the painting or the picture of the man hanging in the place of honor. I think that we sometimes can create places of honor in order to remind ourselves to celebrate our connection with the source, to honor ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that can be anything. I mean, you can have a ritual where you go down to the beach and just sit for half an hour and watch the sunset. Mm-hmm. That would be your ritual, your place of honoring yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes in our everyday lives, we don't take the time to do that, or we don't have the time to do that. We think that we don't have the time to do that. So
when the time is all we have, until we no longer have it.
Yes, time is always have. Yes.
There's always time. Listen, for those of you out there right now who are listening to Max and Friends, I'm your host, Max Tucci. Gordana Bernard is my guest tonight. And if you feel that you can't make the time to honor yourself, I'm telling you right now, that's a lie that somebody once told you. So you need to go to that core root of who told you that there's no time to honor yourself, and just break that lie out of your life. Because even if it's in the stillness of 3 o'clock in the morning, wake up and just be with yourself. You might freak yourself out a little bit to realize how wonderful you really are. But you're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
So do we have time, Gordana, to honor ourselves throughout the day and the night and the morning and the dusk and the dawn? Where do you find the time?
I create the time always. Mm. I mean, I have to tell you a short story. When my husband and I, we were in Sydney, and we were landing with our plane, and the first thing I saw was a beautiful sunrise. It was enormous. I have never seen anything like that. The sky was orange from all directions, and we just told each other that tomorrow we wake up very, very early in the morning, and then we go down to the opera house and we will wait for the sun to rise there. And we did that. We woke up at 3 o'clock, exactly as you said. I was tired and he was tired, but it didn't matter. No. We just went down there, we sat just behind the opera house, and we were waiting for the sunrise to come. Everything was black
on the
and
other
white.
Side.
Say again.
For every action,
sunset
a
on
reaction.
The other side.
Right. So that's an accurate statement.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we were waiting for it, and the world seemed black and white before the sun rose,
before,
and you could see the first
color.
Yes, you could see the first sun beams hitting the water, and it went straight through my heart. I have to tell you, if I would have been an atheist, I would have become a religious person at that moment, because it was so beautiful. And it took just a few minutes to do this. And then the entire city woke up and everybody was rushing back and forth, drinking their coffee. But for those who slept through that sunrise, they missed an opportunity to honor life and themselves and everything around that. And I felt that we created that time, even though we were tired. I mean, we had been flying for 20-something hours. We live in Sweden, so it's a long time to fly. We just made the decision that we will wake up and we will see this sunrise. And we did. And it felt like a religious experience, spiritual experience, and we gave it to ourselves. So I feel that you have to decide that you want to honor yourself and that you want to have an experience and that you want to create time for that. Mm-hmm. Because this life is your life and you are creating everything in it. So you can decide when you take the time, even if it's in the middle of the night.
Right. We either consciously create or unconsciously create, right?
So exactly, yes. Create. Read my book.
Exactly. Hashtag buy her book. Hashtag know the truth. But, you know, Alan Watts says the most releasing thing that anybody can possibly understand is that our inner feelings are never wrong. Mm. And I think when we think, once wrong kicks in, I think that's when we start dishonoring ourselves and not trusting ourselves and not believing in ourselves. Because when you trust yourself and when you believe in yourself, I feel like that's another expression of honoring yourself, because you believe in yourself so much that you'll do whatever you need to do to create what you need to create. So how do we motivate people to really honor themselves?
By doing it ourselves. I know that I cannot change anyone else. I can only show them how to do it, and they have to do it themselves. So, I mean, to motivate them is to do it. I don't think that I can speak them into doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've had the same experience as I, but when you do something, you allow others to do it too. You kind of create the path for them. Mm-hmm. If you tell them, do this, try that, they will hear it, but it won't stick.
Right.
You have to show them the portal.
You have to do it. Jump into the portal.
Yes, you have to go first, open the door and say, look, here's the light. Walk with me.
Mm. So I want to get into your book, Hashtag Know the Truth. Mm-hmm. And do you have it there with you?
Yes.
Of course. And for all of you that have Hashtag Know the Truth by Gordana Biernat, tweet us your favorite passage from the book, your favorite inspirational quote, whatever it is in that book where you find that you can honor yourself with Gordana's words, tweet us and let us know what those words are, because hashtag know the truth is really, it's an expression of honoring Gordana's self. And through Gordana being so pure in honoring herself, that purity then has been received throughout this world. And you're getting messages every day on how this book is really affecting people in such a wonderful way. So I think that's a pure expression of by showing people how to do it. You did the book and now they're able to do it. So what is one of your, I know how this works. So just open up hashtag know the truth and read what it says. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yes, I'll read you truth thought number 105, because that's where I opened the book.
Perfect.
It's all about synchronicity with
of
this
course.
Book. Where you open it, it will give you your message for today. So this one is 105, and it goes like this. The more you try to control the outcome, the more fear is evoked, and the less you enjoy what you're doing.
Mm. Read it again.
The more you try to control the outcome, the more fear is evoked, and the less you enjoy what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is also a description of what you were talking about, the nature and the people, the road and the cars and everything. The more we try to control things in our life, the more fearful we become, because we do not trust the connection to our soul source, which means that we enjoy less.
Right.
And that's the description. I mean.
Yeah,
I think that is what the truth thought number 105 is all about, to know that you don't have to control everything in your life. Sometimes you just need to relax and allow things to happen.
I always
and enjoy the ride.
Let everything unfold naturally as it's meant to be. Because it does. Everything always unfolds naturally. And a reminder to everyone, where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. So, you know, I say that all the time, you know that. And I love when I get messages saying, well, I'm in this relationship, blah, 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 blah. And they're focusing on what they don't want instead of focusing on what they do want. So my advice to you who are listening tonight, who you're saying, oh, it's all good and sounds great to be, you know, where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be, Max. But in reality, it is. And you're choosing to be where you are at this moment. You have the choice, and you also have the ability to consciously create your own freedom, therefore consciously creating, honoring yourself. So on that note, there's a beautiful song from my friend Ashru is called Most Beautiful Light. And I truly believe that we all have that most beautiful light within us. That's why we're all here. We are all connected to that beautiful light, the I am of the I am, to the source. And I want you to just go on a journey with me through this song right now from Ashru's Most Beautiful Light and realize that where you are right now is where you're supposed to be. And when we're back, Gordana is going to give us more truth thoughts from her book, hashtag Know the Truth. I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
I lose myself. that I see. Baby, you're the one.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Ash Ruiz, Most Beautiful Light. Welcome back, Gordana. Isn't that song? I just love that song.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it? When you realize that, in fact, that we have smiles as bright as the sun. I mean, to me, that's just, that's honoring yourself when you see yourself in nature.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there is so much transformative power in an authentic smile. I mean, smile at a person authentically and you will change that person's day. Mm. And to me, that is power. That is true power.
It is. And I love when Ash sings that you have a heart as vast as the sky. You know, it's like,
it feels like that. It does feel
like that. And it does when you realize that you do have a heart as vast as the sky and you do have a smile as bright as the sun. That's when I really believe that's when we're attached to source, to the I am of the I am, where we can smile at the sun and see our reflection in the sun. You know, we look at the man in the moon, right? Talk about honoring ourselves. And we say, look, there's the man in the moon. So where are you in that moon tonight, everyone who's listening to Max and Friends? I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight, Gordana Biernat. Follow her at My Power Talk and get her book, hashtag Know the Truth. And like I mentioned earlier, there's that app, Ask Know Me, N-O-M-I, that Gordana created. Speaking of created, I'm reading one of your treats. It is one of your treats and tweets. One of your tweet treats. And it says, if you need to pretend or hide your true self, you are with the wrong people. Surround yourself with beings of the same frequency as you are. I think that's another way of honoring yourself, is by being with people who are the same frequency as you. It's that collective honoring, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very important to do that, because otherwise you cannot fully express who you are if you feel that you have to hide yourself all the time. And I know that a lot of people are hiding who they are because they know that if they show who they are, they will be rejected. Mm. But honestly speaking, being rejected it's better than to stay in the wrong frequency, because the wrong frequency will harm you from within. Mm. Physically, mentally, it's not a way of living. So that's why I say that we should try to find people who are of the same frequency as us. I mean, kind and loving people. Speaking of tweets, I tweeted a tweet today, which I want to share with your audience, because I feel that it is an important tweet. I know that a lot of people that are positive have a hard time in our society. And I am one of those people also. I feel that it's not always easy to stay positive because there's so much negativity around us. So the tweet goes like this: why I admire people with a positive mindset. Because to stay positive amidst all the negativity is a real effort, because it requires courage and energy to go against the grain. Being negative is easy. It requires no work at all, just the effort of turning on your TV. Mm. So to me, people who are really, really positive and try to find the brightest side of every obstacle they meet are actually the powerful, strong people. They might look like weak people from our society, from a perspective which our society can take on them. But I feel that those are the strong ones, really, because if I may read one truth thought from my book, which is Truth Thought 87, it sounds like this: like martial arts masters, we need to dance with the creation by allowing what we like and diverting what we do not like in the flow of constant change. Mm. To me, that is a description of being a nice human being of the right frequency. That is how we do that.
You know, I have to ask you, with hashtag Know the Truth, because when I see all of your tweets, like, for instance, there's one that you tweeted, it says, I release all that I was, I honor all that I am, I embrace all that I will become. How do you actually choose which ones to go in the book? And are you writing another book?
I am writing another book. So this is how I write my books. I start off by feeling a thought, And then I allow it through the love filter of my heart, because nothing I put out on Twitter can be there unless it has passed my heart. It has to go through a cleansing process. It has to be of a high frequency. And then I put it out there. And I see how people react to it. And if it's a good one, I incorporate it into a book. And that's how Know the Truth was actually written. It started off as a lot of tweets, which when I put them together, they just worked very well together. So it became a book. And this is, I know that this is my way of writing books. I start off with tweets and small, short messages, which I put out there, and then I build on them. So absolutely right. I'm writing a new book, and I'm doing it via Twitter, the way I did the other one.
The Twitter treats. So I love you have someone who follows you at Hi Fernie, and she writes, "Your tweets are exactly what I need to read when I need to read it. It's like you're reading my mind, LOL."
Yeah.
I love that. You know, I love it's that synchronicity. But for all of you
I get that a lot. I have to tell you, I get that a lot. Even in my book, people who write to me, they say that there is almost like spooky synchronicity in it, because every time they open the book or read my tweets, it's exactly what they need at that exact time.
That moment.
And I love that. I love the play with synchronicity. That's so beautiful.
It is. Hashtag Know the Truth, Why Knowing Who You Are Changes Everything by Gordana Biernat. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time and you're like, who's Gordana? What is this book? Why do I see that the cover says Oprah Super Soul 100 teacher? Explain what that means, Gordana. Honor yourself right now.
No, it is. I have been chosen into a group of 100 visionaries in the world by Oprah, and I am a Super Soul 100 teacher in that group. So we are 100 really, really cool people in that group. For instance, there's Deepak Chopra, there's Anthony Robbins,
and Ian LeVincent. There's a good group of people.
Yes, Gary Zukav. I mean, the list is very long. And
the
really
list is
great
100 people.
High frequency people. So yeah. I'm one of them.
That's so great. Yeah, you know, because people do say, oh, what does that mean? And we haven't seen her on Super Soul Sunday yet. Yet. Keep that in there.
Yet.
But,
yet.
You know, and I'm going to be bold enough to say, because I know that Hay House is your publisher. Hey, Hay House, if you're tuning in tonight, and Gordana, feel free to email this interview to them. Y'all need to get Gordana to do her audio book, please, because Gordana right now on Instagram and Twitter is putting out videos. I love them, by the way. I have to tell, I'm just going to honor you for a minute here, my friend Gordana, if you're not. I love when, you know, it's one thing to read them ourselves, but it's another thing to hear your voice, you know, because to me, they come from you. And when you speak them, your words have such, it's a symphony. And when you read it, it's just such a beautiful sound to hear you read your heart thought. So thank you for those videos of audio. And Hay House, we need an audio book like ASAP. Okay. And everyone, you're listening to Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
You know, it's lovely to honor your friends. So I wanted to honor you for that moment, Gordana Biernat.
Thank you so much, Max. It's so beautiful when you honor me. I will take your word for it, and I will create more tweets with the sound of my voice. Yeah.
You know, because here's the thing, too. You know, we're blessed to have sight. Okay, so we get to see things and, you know, read your book. But for those that aren't able to see, you know, they see more clearly than we do, I think, but they're not able to read your words. So for you to speak those words, you're opening your heart up to such a whole nother vast group of people who are, you know, craving to hear what you have to say, your wisdom from hashtag Know the Truth. So, Hay House, get on it. But, you know, there's four things you'll learn from Gordana's book since we're talking about it. And let's just get into that, because it's that, again, this all comes back to honoring yourself. So why ego actually isn't such a bad thing. So tell us a little bit about that, Gordana.
Well, the way I see it, and I describe it in detail in my book, is that ego is actually a neutral tool where your desires live. Your soul put your desires into a container, which is the ego. So if you are connected to your soul source, then ego becomes the container that separates you from all that is. If you wouldn't have an ego. You will be all that is. And then you wouldn't exist as Max, and I would exist as Gordana. I would be all that is. But that would be rather boring for all that is. So we have an ego which contains our desires, and that is who we are in this world and what we want to explore in this world. The problems with ego comes when you are disconnected from soul source and you think that you are the container, that you are the ego, and that there is nothing outside of ego.
And dishonoring all that is.
Yes, exactly. So ego in itself is not such a bad thing. It's actually necessary for you to know who you are in this physical world. But as I said, the problem starts when you think that you are the ego and nothing else.
Absolutely. Another thing you'll learn from hashtag know the truth is why your future doesn't depend on your past. Now, for those of listening tonight, for those of you who are listening tonight and you're struggling with your past and you're struggling with figuring out that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be and struggling with honoring yourself, your future doesn't depend on your past. Tell us about that, Gordana.
Well, your future doesn't depend on your past because there is no future and no past unless you think about it now. So your point of power is actually now. And you're the one thinking about your past and the one thinking about your future. So if it is all in your mind. You can look at your future from one perspective. You can look at your past from another perspective. You can, for instance, you can have a bad past, but when you go back and look into your past, you look for your strengths there, and you literally change who you are in the now moment by finding your strengths as a child, even if it was horrible. I know it by experience. So if you go back and look at a memory and you flip it around a bit and see how you managed that, because you're still alive now in the now moment, which means that you had the strength to manage it in a way, that changes who you are in the now moment, which also changes your perspective on the future and what you create with your thoughts about the future. So they are connected, but they are connected in the now moment, and that is your point of power. So that's why it doesn't have the past is not written in stone, and the future has not yet happened. It all depends on what you do with all that information in the now moment. So that's why I say that the future does not depend on your past, only if you allow it to.
That's right. Well, you know, also we don't realize, a lot of people don't realize their own strength, you know, and when you look back on your past, then you could be like, I didn't know my own strength. There's a Whitney Houston song that says, I didn't know my own strength. And when you realize the shit y'all been through, let's just break it down simple for all of you. I had to throw that in. Y'all have that strength because you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. So, but you know, there's one thing that I love to do. Another thing you learn in the book, and this is one thing that I honor myself with. I think when you proposed the question to me earlier, Gordana, one thing I had to say in this moment, that's why I didn't say it in that moment, was daydreaming. I really love daydreaming, and I honor myself by daydreaming because I take myself on a journey to where I haven't been yet in my daydreams, and then I'm there. So why daydreaming? Why is daydreaming good for you? You'll learn that in the hashtag Know the Truth, but why is daydreaming good for us, Gordana?
Because when you daydream, you are connected to your source and who you want to become. And you're in that frequency. It is actually like being on a date with your future self. You are looking at who you want to become, and you are allowing that frequency to come into your now moment. And to me, if you are not allowed to daydream, you're not allowed to connect to your source, and you're not allowed to explore who you want to become. So when they say in school, stop daydreaming and do something
Never
that is important.
Take them out of that school.
Yes, do get out of that school, because how will you know who you are? And that is how you create people who are not honoring themselves, because if you don't daydream, you don't know who you want to become.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that. Daydreams are a blueprint of a future you, of a future you want to create. So if you don't do that, how will you? Then you are creating a future or a reality that you're unaware of you don't know what you're creating in it. And I think that is why I say that daydreaming is good for you, because it is like being on a date with yourself. You get to know yourself better and what you love in this reality.
To me, it's the ultimate, I think, in honoring yourself, because you're allowing yourself to go to places that you physically can't be. And then when you daydream, you're able to just be as vast as the sky, like Ash sang, and to have a smile as bright as the sun, because that's your daydream and it can become a reality. It really can. And there's another thing, because I did say four, so I want to be consistent with the show. But you say from hashtag Know the Truth, why fulfilling your desires is not a luxury.
Because you are your source desire to explore this reality. So you are a desire, which means that the difference between you and me, Max, is actually that you have different desires, wishes, and plans for what you want to explore in this reality. Mm-hmm. And I have different wishes, dreams, and plans for what I want to explore in this reality. So our desire is a blueprint of who I am. And if I am not fulfilling them, then I am not fulfilling my purpose in this reality. I am not fulfilling what I was sent here to do. There is a desire to explore. Desires can be so many things. It can be a desire to find love, a desire to connect to source, a desire to
Listen, I have a desire to keep this show going, but we have to wrap it up because of the illusion of time. Can you believe it? But I just want to define the word desire, which is a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. So it's a daydream. Yeah. Desire is a daydream in my dictionary. And then I love underneath the sentence, it says, he had a desire to work in the dirt with his bare hands.
That's a desire. That is a desire. This is what I mean, that a desire can be so many things, but a desire is literally a blueprint of who you are and what you want to explore in this reality. And if you're not doing it, then you're not fulfilling your purpose. And that is why it is not a luxury, but a necessity in this reality.
Should we share our desires with others?
Yes, I think so. Don't you?
Yes, because that's how we manifest them. Right? And someone might be able to facilitate the desire. You know, that's a whole nother thing. We don't know what people have the capability of doing or what they're also creating or who they know that can help with the desire. So I think use judgment in sharing your desires. I'll say it that way. Don't just go on and shout out your desires on the street. Well, maybe do that too. Listen, here's what I know for sure is that everything is right and everything is wrong. So just celebrate it all. Celebrate it all. But Gordana, we're going to have to wrap this show up on Max and Friends tonight here on LA Talk Radio. You know, my desire really is to have more time with you, but I know that we will always have the exact time we need when we're together. So for that, I'm super grateful. But before we go into saying goodnight and good karma to everybody, what is it that you want people to take with them into this present moment and then into this week?
Well, because it is the 8th of August, I want to read Truth Thought number 88. And it goes like this. Know yourself, trust yourself, interact honestly with others, focus on the solutions, always look for the best in others. And with that, I end.
With that, that's a beautiful way to end. And for those of you who are tweeting and saying, August 8th, no, it's not. That's because that's the day we're recording. But there's a meaning for 88 and for that to be heard tonight. So I think that's why we're recording this show today, is exactly for that to be heard when it will be heard. I love that we can like go into the future with this show. we're basically speaking into today, but it was a week ago. I love that, right? So for you all tonight, I say to you that good night and good karma, of course, is what I always say, but with love and light from the I am of the I am. And if that twists your mind, then just realize that you are the I am of the I am. And focus on your joy today, and focus on your joy this week, and focus on your joy this moment. And if you don't have joy, create it. Don't let anybody take your joy. So celebrate your joy, celebrate yourself. honor yourself and have desires and daydreams to just be exactly who it is that you want to be, because that's the most authentic person you can be, is you. So I love you for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends. My guest, Gordana Biernat, her book, hashtag Know the Truth, the app Ask Know Me. Honor Gordana, go buy the book. And listen, if you're so inclined to hear the audio version of hashtag Know the Truth, tweet at Hay House. Let them know you want to hear it too. And for those of you who have friends who can't see and who can't read the book, read it to them or have them follow Gordana, and you can hear some of her vocal audio tweets there. And just spread that love from Gordana. Gordana, thank you so much for joining me tonight on Max and Friends.
Thank you for having me. I always enjoy these conscious conversations with you, Max.
Likewise.
Always.
I just have a smile on my face. And I have like just that little bit of like, I could breathe.
Yes, exactly.
So take the exhale like into the week. And I love you all for listening. I got to go. Gordana, I'm going to talk to you after the show. I'm getting the sign. All right. Good night and good karma. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night.